Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Popple, along with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. We focus in on Giants wide receiver Jarrell Jernigan in his third year out of Troy. And Carl, really not able to take advantage of many opportunities. Had some chances on special teams, fumbled a kickoff that finds you to the bench. But late in the year, when the Giants had injuries at the wide receiver position, Jarrell Jernigan made plays, including in the game against the Detroit Lions, in which he converted a huge fourth down in overtime.
Now, if you look at Jarrell Jernigan, like you said, he had some opportunities, but limited. Now, all of a sudden, there were injuries that necessitated he make a contribution, and he had to prove that he was the guy that they thought he would be. And here he's proving it. Let's take a look here. Out of the slot, normally relegated to Victor Cruz, who's injured. Let's take a look. Key third down here. He's running there at the top of the numbers. He comes out of his cut really well here. Good throw by Eli, but look where he just gets right in the pocket there, in the window, gets down and makes a play.
Yeah, a huge play for Jernigan. If you think back, Carl, too, even the week before, in the loss to Seattle, late in the game, he made some catches. He showed toughness, took a big hit at the end of that game, and wound up going off contact and making a few more yards. He got his first career touchdown against the Lions. And then he adds to that in the game against the Washington Redskins with another touchdown catch.
Yeah, you take a look here. Again, he's a smaller guy, quick, shifty, but then when he gets vertical, he's able to get his body around. You'll see the speed now from the slot position. He's going to be press man coverage and get on top of the safety here. Let's take a look. Right off the line of scrimmage, he's in press. The slot defender never getting a hand on him, and he gets running pretty quick. Now he takes off running, going vertical, and you'll see he stays close to the slot defender to keep the safety away. Now you'll see him bend it back in just slightly to give Eli a window to throw the ball in, away from the corner and away from the safety. It's a good back shoulder catch there with his hands.
So Jarrell Jernigan with the touchdown catch against the Washington Redskins. Now we're going to show him with the ball in his hands running the football, the longest run from scrimmage for the Giants this year.
Well, Jarrell Jernigan coming out of college was a guy that they thought you'd give the ball in space and he can create some things. And here you'll see just good footwork. They're going to give it to him on a reverse. And this was the best running play of the year. There he is on a reverse. Now, take a look. He's 8 yards deep. Now he'll see the turn there. Now watch the footwork. Sees a safety coming up, sets up that block, cuts back against the grain. Now he bounces off of a tackler here, protects the football, and boom, he's out of there. Now, let me run this back because he's got three guys ready to tackle him right here. He gets low, gets really small, and runs out of all of these defenders. Look at this. Watch him get small. No one hits him. He runs right out of it. That's what a smaller receiver, slot receiver, can do.
All right, so, Carl, what does he need to do to be a more consistent player? Because these are two games at the end of the year, obviously with Cruz and Randall and Nicks ahead of him this past season, not as many opportunities. But what does he have to do to produce more than just what he did in the last two games?
Well, the last two games were resume starters. Now he's in the resume building. Every play he has an opportunity, knowing that he's got guys in front of him, he's proven that they could put plays in for him. He has to make sure he's effective on every single play that they put him in.
In his third year, he's going into the final year of his rookie contract, which is a rookie third-round draft pick, so it's cost-effective for the Giants. That's a look at Jarrell Jernigan. For Carl Banks, I'm Bob Popa. Thanks for watching Inside the Film Room here on Giants.com.